Zechariah Perek Beis starts off with the second vision that Zechariah is going to have of the four horns that tossed and did damage to Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Some of the Mefarshim say that this again is the four kingdoms mentioned in the book of Daniel, the empires that are going to subjugate the Jewish people over the millennia. But this vision actually is a consolation vision, as we're going to see. So Rashi and Ibn Ezra say that it's probably not something that's far-flung in the future, but rather it's recent enemies who attack from four directions. So the psukim begin, Pasuk Aleph, Bo esau es einai vo era. I lifted my eyes and I saw, Vihine arba kironos, and behold, there were four horns, like on an animal that gores. So whether or not this is Bavel, Persia, Greece, and Edom, or whether or not this is more recent enemies, remains to be seen. Beis va'omar el ha-maloch ha-dover bi. And so I said to the maloch who was speaking to me, who explained things to me, my guide, mo'ela, what are these? Va'yomar elai, ela ha-koronos asher zeru es Yehuda es Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. These are the horns that scattered Yehuda and Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And according to the pshat that this is Persians involved in this, the Persians benefited Yisrael at the beginning of their rule, but later, in later rules, like Artachashta and Achashverosh, they harmed Yisrael until this second year of King Daryavesh that we've been in the middle of the prophecies of. So there's this concept that we can't trust those nations. They go after us anyway. Gimel vayar eini Hashem arba'o charoshim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me four craftsmen. So the Gemara in Sukkah explains that these are craftsmen who know how to saw off horns. And what Rashi is referring to when he mentions that Gemara, is he's talking about Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. The two Mashiachs, ben David and ben Yosef, are craftsmen because they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu was a stone worker after building his Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel. And Kohen Tzedek, which is Malki Tzedek or Shem ben Noach, is a craftsman because he helped build the Teva back in the day. So that's one opinion in the Gemara, but the Chachamim say it's referring to the time of Mashiach, the four nations that will overthrow the four horns. So we're sawing them off. Persia overthrew Bavel, Greece overthrew Persia, Rome overthrew Greece, and eventually Israel is going to overthrow Rome. So it's the turning wheel of history here. Dalet va'omar mo'ele bo'im la'asos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me that they are four craftsmen who are going to saw off the horns. So I said, what are they coming to do? What's their mission? What's their purpose? Vayomer lemor, and he said the following, Ela hakoronos asher zeru es Yehuda. These are the horns that scattered Yehuda, which is a similar phrase to what it said a pasuk ago, kifi ish lo nasa rosho, to the extent that no man raised his head. These horns didn't allow people to walk upright. People couldn't lift their heads if they were from Klal Yisrael. Very interesting post this morning by Rabbi Alex Israel on Facebook, of all places, where he talks about how when he was a kid, his parents insisted that he be called Alex and not by his Hebrew name, because the UK, and this is, 50, 60 years ago, might be hostile to Jews. And so his Jewish identity, he should keep, in a manner of speaking, covered up, which is the way it's been on and off throughout Golos. The idea that we can't raise our head to show that there's a yarmulke on it. Well, he said, look at what's happening in the UK right now. As I record this recently, four ambulances for Hatzalah were set on fire by anti-Semites who were filmed on security cameras. They're, of course, masked and everything, probably in keffiyehs, pouring gasoline all over the ambulances and then lighting them up on fire. Jewish kids are admitting that they're afraid to wear kippot in the UK. They're afraid to let it be known that they're Jewish boys. And they took a poll of college students, and one out of every five young Britons refuses to have a Jewish roommate. So, lo nasa rosho, that's us in a moment of danger where we're afraid to pick up our heads. Vayavo eila lahacharidosam. And these craftsmen came to cause them charada, a trembling, like in Parshas Toldos, vayacharad yitzchak charada gadola ad ma'od, to quake, to shake, liyados eskarnos hagoyim, to cast away the horns of the nations, hanosim keren el eretz Yehuda, who raise their horns against the land of Yehuda, cast them away from their place, break the kingdoms of the people that attacked Yehuda. Halavai, as Iran continues to shoot missiles, that those who raise their arms and armaments against Yehuda shall be cast away. Lizarosa, to scatter it. So they're trying to attack Yehuda and scatter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends craftsmen to saw the horns off. An iron dome of its time, perhaps. So that's the second vision. The third vision coming next.